Have you ever wondered what your life is really worth? In the whole scheme of things, with 7+ billion people inhabiting the earth, what are you worth? We make two equal and opposite mistakes when we assess our value. Sometimes we think of ourselves more highly than we should. That's what the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verse 3. And yeah, there are plenty of people out there who are so incredibly full of themselves. But increasingly, there are more and more people, especially women, let me say, who are plagued by the scourge of low self-esteem. In a world that values beauty and wealth and success, all too often, we don't feel beautiful, wealthy, or successful. As a result, our sense of worth ends up down in the gutter somewhere. When we were kids, we developed our sense of worth through our parents. Good parents showed unbounded love to their children. Not perfectly, mind you, but the way it's meant to work is that by the time you become an adult, you know in your heart that you're loved and that you have worth. Sadly, it doesn't always work out that way, but that's what's supposed to happen. So here and now, today, how would you gauge what you're worth in the scheme of things? People use all sorts of yardsticks, the problem being that all but one yield a distorted measure because the scale is drawn by other sinful people. The one yardstick that's reliable is to look at what God was prepared to pay for you, the price that He was prepared to pay to redeem you from the pit of your sin and bring you back to Himself. Romans chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Very few people will die to save the life of someone else, even if it's for a good person. Someone might be willing to die for an especially good person, but Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and by this, God showed us how much He loves us. Every time I stop and think about what Jesus did for me and for you, it rocks me to the core. It turns out that to God, you're worth rather a lot. So if you ever find yourself doubting your value, go to the cross. See Jesus suffering there to purchase you back. That's what you're worth. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.